Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
If you've just inherited some stock, you might want to listen to this.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Inheriting stock is not the same as coming into some real estate or cash or a family member's heirlooms. So whether the stock is publicly traded or private equities in a small family firm, it should be approached differently from other kinds of possessions. Joining us with tips on how to handle a recent stock inheritance is Wall Street Journal reporter Charlie Wells, who's on the line from London. First of all, Charlie, why is stock different from other things that one might inherit?
It's interesting because it's not only an emotional asset, but it's also a very highly and somewhat volatile financial asset. So on the emotional side, you know, a number of people that I spoke with for this article said that they had inherited stocks from their grandparents or stocks from, you know, companies that say maybe their parents used to work in. And they might have some sort of emotional attachment to these stocks. But at the same time, they're live and active stocks and the value changes over time. So that can almost add another degree of pressure here. And what financial advisors always say is mixing emotion with assets is never a good combination.
Okay, Charlie, you've listed four things that financial advisors have recommended for people feeling a bit confused about a recent stock inheritance. Number one, my favorite thing of all time in life, do nothing.
Right. So the idea here is that some people may feel like they need to act really quickly when they inherit a stock, especially people who maybe don't have a lot of experience with managing their personal finances. Maybe this unfortunate death in the family is their first kind of real exposure to the stock market. And what an advisor told me is, just take your time. When someone passes away, there's a lot to take care of. The estate may take a while to settle. There are other issues, other costs to pay for. So just take your time. And one of the real key reasons why taking your time is so important here is because you're vulnerable. You're essentially in a position where maybe you've inherited, perhaps a large sum of money. This is sort of a windfall for some people. There are sales people out there who see a windfall as a great opportunity to make some money, especially kind of commission-based financial salespeople. This is a really attractive moment for them to approach you because you've got this huge pool of money, theoretically, and they could theoretically make a large commission. So take your time and don't feel pressured into doing anything.
And second, Charlie, you say one must be aware of the tax implications, that is, figure out your tax liabilities.
Right. So this is complicated, and there's a lot of misconceptions out there, and I think the biggest one with inheriting stocks and tax liabilities is people tend to think if they inherited a stock, say, in the company where their grandmother used to work, some people think that they will be taxed on the appreciation from the moment that their grandmother received that stock to the moment that she died. And that could theoretically be a huge appreciation if, say, your grandmother got some stocks from, say, working at a company in the 1960s. So that scares a lot of people, and it makes them, worry what they should do. But actually, federal capital gains taxes take into account the growth on a stock from the date of death of the benefactor. So they will be looking at appreciation from the date that your grandmother in that theoretical situation died, and not, say, over entire ownership of that stock. So that is something of a relief to people who maybe have not really thought about this before. And there's something else, sort of a smaller exception for kind of higher level estates, but this could theoretically be important for listeners. And that's estates that are subject to the estate tax, and currently that's estates over $5.4 million. They have another another option for calculating this cost basis, and that's looking at, say, the period 6 months out. And so let's say the estate has lost value over those 6 months. It actually, from a tax perspective, could be better to look at that alternate date. But the really important thing that advisors mentioned to me several times in my research for this piece, make sure that the investment company that you're dealing with has updated this information. Sometimes people forget to do that.
I'm speaking with Charlie Wells of the Wall Street Journal on stock inheritances, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Charlie Wells of the Wall Street Journal. Charlie, after you've done figuring out the tax implications, you say the third thing to do is finally to make a plan to sell.
Right. This can be a difficult time for a lot of people. As we said, there is sort of an emotional connection sometimes to stocks. So, you know, they may be stocks from some, you know, family member's former employer. But what nearly every financial advisor that I spoke with in researching this article said was that you're probably going to need to sell most of those stocks, maybe hold on to, you know, a token amount for old time's sake. But, you know, having too much stock in one particular company, as most listeners probably know, will overexpose you to that particular company or that particular industry. So what advisors say is, you know, look for a more diversified investment.
And fourth and finally, Charlie, after you have sold the inherited stock, advisors say you should fit the money in with your larger goals. Why don't you explain that?
Right. So, you know, if you are, you know, receiving stock, this is something of a windfall. It is probably money that maybe you weren't expecting to receive. And so what you should probably do, a number of people say, is, you know, try to fit it in with your personal financial goals. And a lot of people forget, you know, maybe their grandmother was really great with money and, you know, maybe did quite well in life, but they forget that that grandmother was making a financial plan for her life, not for, say, her grandchild's life. So ask yourself questions, you know, have I paid off my, say, high interest debt? Have I contributed enough to my retirement savings this year? Are there other goals that I'm saving for? And those are the type of questions that you might want to ask if you're trying to, you know, figure out what to do with this windfall.
Wall Street Journal reporter Charlie Wells reporting from London. Thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Great to be here.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.